This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Give me another hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Two and a half lectures yesterday, 2 hour one today, radio last night, radio today. I should be sleeping. I should be napping. How is it that I'm still here, Super Don? Is it Captain Morgan and Freshman Friday that's got me going?
Poor Robert Scott. Poor.
No, it's
radio
the excitement.
Are you okay?
The world's smallest violin is playing for my lovable producer, Super Don. Cap Morgan, any sympathy at all? Empathy? No. The pace? No, nothing. It's just the host. Keep going.
Well, we do all rely on you and your melodious voice, so I'm just going to say listen to your own energy seminar and keep going.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Hey, Super Don, I'm glad I don't sound like, what's that guy that Hannity calls the Great One?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You know that guy, right?
You got me on that. The Great One?
He calls him the Great One. He's up in New England. He's got a conservative talk show, a daily political one at night.
Oh, no. Oh, I hate that guy. You're talking about Mark Levin.
Yeah. No. I'm glad my voice doesn't sound like his.
The king Oompa Loompa helium-breathing knucklehead who calls himself a constitutional scholar, yes.
Right. And I know some people like him. That's fine. You can like him. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
I'm glad I don't have his voice. That's all I'm saying. I'm just glad. Thanks, Morgan. You brought it up, and I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm a little bit more melodious, perhaps. But regardless, I'm here, and I'm excited because it is Freshman Friday. We're going to get into some stuff with Cap Morgan. We've got some great news on the vax versus unvax study. We got some great news on the Azure Farms in Oregon. And I got a great second hour for all you eggheads, man. Heading into the weekend, don't turn off your brains just yet. We're going to ask you to engage because I've got a PhD in nanotechnology and silver, and we're going to go into the science of silver as it moves through your gastrointestinal tract from your mouth out the planet Uranus. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
That just sounds wrong on every level.
We're going to have fun, but you know what sounds right? Your voice, Captain, and your questions when you take us places on Freshman Friday.
Aw, you're too kind. Well, I am kind of excited about today because I have been having questions and asking questions all about the brain and the memory. And I myself do not have a very good short-term memory. My husband knows this. My family knows this. They all just assume that I will not remember things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not good, like, in your 30s. But it's even worse when people are starting to have dementia and memory loss in their 50s and they're feeling old by their 60s. So is there anything that we can do about this in a natural kind of way, or are we just stuck with our fate?
Captain, let me ask you, you talk about the short-term memory issue. Is this something that's recent, or do you remember this back in your teens and 20s?
Well, I actually used to have a really good memory. Like, I used to be able to memorize things just by reading them once or twice, and I feel like it's definitely gotten harder and harder for me to retain information quickly like that. I have to really be focused on it. I have to write it out, you know, kind of play all those little games with myself. Sure. Like today I ran out of the house without my purse on my way to run errands. Like, that's just silly.
Well, I always forget my purse everywhere I go. That's not so bad. But seriously, though, Morgan, the question I have for you in terms of the degradation of memory as you're describing it, you know, did it happen around the time of, we've talked about your GI treatments, you know, you were through the medical mill with antibiotics and prednisone and all the things we've talked about here, because my first sense of is the many medications you've been on that impact the gut. Of course, the gut-brain connection is ever more prevalent in our understanding, and I think that perhaps more than anything could have had an impact on your short-term memory.
Well, it's entirely possible. Could it have something to do with some of the pain medication, too, that I was on and some of the different, you know, I've gone under anesthesia a number of times. I've been on opiates. Most recently, most of it's been immune suppressants, but I was on opiates by mouth for probably almost a year.
Yeah, you went through some serious pain, I know. And yes, the answer is emphatic yes. That could have contributed. Does it mean that you're toast because you burn out your nerve endings in your brain? No, I don't believe so. I think there is regenerative capacity. And you know, that comes into a bigger perspective on long-term recovery. In fact, the use of silver, because you know, when I deal with neurological degradation diseases like MS, I'll have people on high-dose administrations of silver, which is sort of counterintuitive for most folks because they think all metals are bad for the brain and nervous system. But silver is showing evidence of benefit for neurological regeneration. But the trace mineral most important, and we've talked about it for connective tissue, is silica. But for brain and neurological integrity, in order to regenerate, we have to have silica, like the silicon chip in a computer. Our brain and nervous system requires a lot of silica. And the other thing is the use of CBD for neuroprotection and neuroregeneration. Considering the assault you've been on, it's kind of like an NFL player that gets hit in the head constantly and then has a problem later in life. You haven't been hit in the head directly, but the damage has been to the gut, and the treatment by suppression drugs of the gut impacts the brain and nervous system, maybe in similar fashion. So I would look to say, let's get on something that really targets the regeneration of neural tissue and get those pathways open wide again.
Interesting. So just taking the silica is going to... Because I'm on that for all kinds of things, so just taking that should be improving things.
It should, but you know, sometimes if you're having a lingering issue, that silica may impact rather than being on a maintenance dose. You know, that can sometimes warrant going into the power dosing or a little bit more aggressive dosing temporarily until you see some improvement in that area you're targeting. But there, you know, there are other things you know that we've got to see in terms of bioaccumulation, and of course the ongoing issue of malabsorption if there's lingering issues within the gut. You know, the discipline to really go hardcore on gut recovery protocols so that you know, kind of would like to once and for all look back and say, you know what, I don't have this issue anymore, even though the surgeons got a hold of me and did alter me a bit. We have the ability to recover to the best of our ability, and these are the things that will help.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I know that we don't talk about it as much as we have maybe in the past before, but omega-3s, DHA, EPAs are proven over years and years and all kinds of studies to have a huge effect on memory regeneration. I mean, I've heard stories. We've had, you know, the person I always go to is Dr. Sears, because we had him on and he talks a lot about that. And I know we've talked with other people in the past about that, about people who have had problems with memory or people that have had brain injuries. And the omega-3s are just, you know, just sensational as far as repairing damage and improving brain function. So I just throw that out there as well.
No, I agree. It's a good addition. And In terms of bioaccumulation of heavy metals. That's another thing that's an assault on the brain and nervous system, but it also displaces the healthy minerals like selenium, which is why we need to really focus on increasing selenium levels, because that is also neuro and brain protective.
So would you recommend that anybody who is kind of feeling like perhaps their brain function memory is faltering to kind of go to the omegas? And, you know, there's that whole movement with the bulletproof coffee and ketones that we've talked about, too. What about people our parents' age or your all's age who are feeling, quote unquote, old?
Yes.
Like, is it time to start beefing up on all of that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. And I see that with these brain issues and neurological issues. I come back to the accumulation of heavy metals. In childhood, the heavy metals can be coming in very quickly with vaccines, for instance, and then we see something like autism or pervasive developmental disorder or delays in development. And the other things that can manifest, even with you, Morgan, you know, you probably were vaccinated as a child, and that may have contributed to some of these things. There can be residual mercury. Now, in an older population, that's where you get into dementia and Alzheimer's. We see the same thing. The metals, the toxic metals like mercury and aluminum in particular, bioaccumulating and creating issues. And so detoxification becomes paramount, and one of the ways we do that, again, is with the selenium to help neutralize and, you know, kind of bind the metals and get them out of the system. Dr. Batar would argue, and rightfully so, in some cases it's warranted to do intravenous chelation because the burden is too big, and we need to more rapidly eliminate or help the body to get it out of the system. And then we can see some reversals. I mean, I've seen reversals of MS with some of the protocols I've worked with people on, including the fats that you mentioned, Don, as well as the increased use of the silver hydrosol, because it has a benefit effect on the nervous system. It seems to be neuroregenerative in terms of myelin sheath regeneration.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. And, you know, Morgan, you brought up the bulletproof thing. And that's something I would be interested in exploring further, because Dave Asprey is big on what they call biohacking. And there's another substance called nootropics, which is something that he has spent a lot of time on, which is something we really ought to maybe talk about more in the future, that helps improve cognitive enhancement. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of different areas where we could go with this.
Sure. Hey, Cap Morgan, can you hang out for another segment with us? Just a little extension on Freshman Friday. It's an important topic, and maybe we'll go a little further with you, okay?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, and thanks to Cap Morgan. The show notes are up every day. Look at that. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, including to some of our wonderful sponsors, and, of course, the Get More Energy Summit. Super Don will mention that again, I'm sure, when we come back. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go. Remember, a whole hour on the science of silver as it goes through the GI tract from the mouth to the stomach to the intestines. It's going to be a fascinating discussion with a PhD in nanotechnology.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freshman Friday continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I should be napping, but no, I'm here with you because I love what I do, and I love hanging out with my buddies, Captain Morgan and Super Don, and all of y'all. And tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We were talking about brain health and things. We'll get more into it, Captain, but Super Don is just ready to remind everybody that they need to join in on that energy summit.
Yes, yes, yes. So your homework for this weekend, go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for the newsletter, because that's where you're going to be notified first when these things come up. Secondly, you still have time to sign up for the Energy Summit. It's tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit. Sign up now. It's free, and you'll get to see Robert.
There you go. That was right to the point. So no memory problems from Super Don, but we've got to help Captain Morgan. How do we do on that opening of the Freshman Friday? You feel like we're making some good progress there?
I do. We've got a nice little list going. We're talking about silica. We're talking about omega-3s. We're talking about essential fats and things like that. So a little further down that road, let's talk about the diet in general. And I had the honor of going to that Success Live conference in Dallas where the brain was a very hot topic. And there's a guy named Dr. Amen who wrote a book on unhealthy eating in the church. And as a Christian, I just thought he was hilarious talking about how we feed people donuts and then save their souls so they die sooner and get to heaven, right? No, that's not actually what we're trying to do, but He was waging war on GMOs, but he gave a lot of hope for the ability to rebuild the brain over the years based primarily on diet. So what are your thoughts on what a brain healthy diet looks like and how much of an impact that can have?
Well, preceding the brain healthy diet is the recovery of gut integrity. If you have leaky gut, you have things that have transited into the bloodstream that can negatively impact on brain and neurological health. So we got to repair the gut. I come back to the Silver Aloe Protocol because that makes everything go. If we don't have a good home for the probiotic colonies, the microbiome, then we can't digest and break down and assimilate nutrients as designed by God. You know, this is how the synergy works with the microbial world. And we rely upon it. It's humbling to realize that. And, you know, the question is, are we aware of that? And if so, what do we do about it? And that's why, you know, part of my goal and role here, and you know, is to make it as simple as possible for anybody to tap into this information and make changes for the better. So once we get there, then we got to say, what do we put into our body? I would say if your ancestors, are, let's say the folks in the Bible that they wrote about, if they ate it, it's probably pretty good. Right? And there's a lot of food that still exists today. But if it's in the grocer's freezer, it's processed, it didn't exist way back when, you know, that's a perspective if you go to something like that event and say, you know what, they didn't have genetically engineered foods back then either. They didn't have pesticide-laden foods either. And my Jewish brethren, I say the kosher laws are out of date because if you can eat pesticide-laden, growth hormone-infested foods, I don't think it's clean. And kashrut was about clean. So and as much as I believe in prayer and blessings, a rabbi can't bless the pesticides away that I'm aware of, right? Now, they might claim it, but it's still there. So cleaning up what goes into your body, number one, because if it's not clean, the synthetics, even at small quantities, can impact the most sensitive areas of the body, and that can be, in some cases, the brain and nervous system.
All right, so we can't bless away the GMOs, so it's that much more important to be cognizant of that type of thing going into our body. Reading about, you know, dark leafy greens again, which seem to be good for everything, yeah. Right? But if I just kind of stick to my spinach and kale, is that enough? Do I need to be also adding in broccoli and collard greens and the whole pile full of things?
Well, I think diversity is good. Your microbiome is diverse, so why not mimic that? It's not just one thing. It's about a little of everything. I mean, I do like the Oceans Alive supplement that we have from our friend Ian at Activation Products because that's a comprehensive array of green superfoods at a most base level. So even if you aren't mixing it up as much as you maybe should, that's where supplements play an important role. And they kind of round out the things that are gaps in our diet. And that's an appropriate food form of a supplement as opposed to a synthetic isolate. So that's another thing we add into it, these superfoods that are genuine superfoods and they're genuinely food as opposed to something genetically engineered or synthetic in other ways. By the way, again, this is not for me dissing, praying, and blessing. You know, I don't want people to criticize me for that. I believe in the power of those things. But I think it's also a cop-out if that's what you do. You go, well, I'm just going to eat the garbage food, but I'll pray it away. I don't think that's a very responsible thing to do. Look, we're out of time. Captain, always great. Freshman Fridays when we get together with you.
Good to be with you guys.
Yep, we got some good news coming up after the end of this break and the beginning of a new segment. Really good news. Stick with us. You're going to find out what it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it keeps you about some really great news. Well, temporarily, we're going to detour because Super Don has been wanting to talk about this since the passing of, not Roger Ailes, although I will acknowledge he did some amazing things in cable news. The guy's got props. He did work with presidents and things. But, you know, when we cover the deaths of people, obviously, if they mean a lot to us, we're more inclined to talk about them. But the, you know, the end takeaway a lot of these things is that I get to share maybe some insight into why these people died, maybe prematurely. And in the case of Chris Cornell, who was with Soundgarden, I think they were big in the 90s, weren't they, Superdome?
Yeah, Soundgarden, Audio Slave.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing vocalist. I mean, it was just, you know, every band that's out there right now has been talking about how what a great loss it was. And he was. He had a lot of fans, but he was doing a concert and was found dead in his hotel room.
How old was he?
Like 52, I think.
So a young guy. So that begs the question, what is it? And they're claiming suicide, of course, with a belt that they found around his neck. But could there be a pharmacological influence? That's always the question I have to ask now, whether it's suicide or homicide. Are there any drugs in question that need to be questioned?
Well, apparently that is the case. His wife made a statement, and this is making the rounds in the news right now, that he had a prescription for Ativan. He's a recovering addict. And he was taking it for anxiety. And she had talked to him, and there was no behavior going on that would have indicated that he was depressed or that he was, you know, thinking of these things. Every indication was that everything was fine. And then she spoke with him after the I think it was either before or after this concert, and noticed that his speech was slurred and his demeanor was changed. And in the conversation she had with him, he mentioned that he may have accidentally taken an extra Ativan. So if you look at the info on Ativan, one of the side effects of Ativan is suicidal tendencies. So there's, you know, definitely a possibility there, and it would not be surprising because we hear about this stuff all the time.
Sure.
You know, where these types of things are happening. So they won't know until they get a toxicology report.
Well, of course, but they're going to say death by suicide, despite the fact that it might have been pharmacologically
used. This is true.
And so we have another death by modern medicine. This is the common theme here. We talk about people who die, like Glenn Frey, remember the Eagles. He died because of complications associated with numerous surgeries on his gastrointestinal tract. Like I talk about the road to colostomy bags paid with antibiotics and prednisone. I mean, he had all the money in the world to buy the best surgeons, and yet he didn't live, right? Because they destroyed him. And so you gotta tread lightly when it comes to modern medicine in terms of accepting their prognosis, diagnosis, much less their treatment, which is just as likely to kill you or induce a suicidal tendency or behavior as in the case of Chris Cornell. So I think it's important and warranted to bring that up, even though I said I promised everybody good news. They're going to be going, "You're killing me, Robert."
I have got some really good news. Yeah. People died. Wait a minute.
Well, here it is. First and foremost, this was a very recent story. It turned around very quickly. Sherman County in Oregon backs down after receiving 40,000 emails. Organic Azure Farms is saved. Absolutely great news, because remember, they were going to change the interpretation of the weed control to weed eradication, and that means they would have to spray, like, Monsanto's pesticides, glyphosate, Roundup, all over the place. The world came to their rescue. And this is where I say, and I'm going to be talking about it at the March Against Monsanto, that it isn't government intervention that's going to save us. It's the people intervening to protect integrity of the land and of the people on the land. And Jeffrey Jackson covered this very well, and just thrilled to hear that they're backing down and they're going to work with this farm to keep it organic and not destroy it on every level.
Yeah, I mean, the reaction to this was great because, you know, we covered it, Mike Adams covered it. It just, you know, went just crazy in the media that matters anyway. And apparently they got 40,000 emails, just the county did, and just a ton of phone calls. And so the official statement that Azure Farms put out there was saying that thanking everybody, and that the county commission has now agreed to work with them on a proper weed plan that will not involve spraying and destroying an organic farm, a huge organic farm, and really a big business, because this farm, the products and the things that are grown and raised on this farm are used for a very successful online, all organic, non-GMO business. Mm-hmm. So it would have destroyed a business that's been around for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So people got involved, people emailed, people called, and this is just a good example of how if people get together and they make their voices heard, that changes can be made.
Absolutely great news. Like I said, that's just one of the big happy news is that we want to report to you this hour. Also want to tell you next hour, put on your thinking caps. I got Dr. Rob McCuskey joining us again, and he's a science director over at Natural Immunogenics, and I love talking silver nanotechnology with him. Rather than being frightened by what we're going to talk about, you're going to embrace it, and you're going to understand more deeply how and why we utilize the silver hydrosol intestinally. That's right, I said intestinally. So intestinal fortitude is on next hour. Now, another happy news victory story, in a sense, is about the big study on vaccinated versus unvaccinated, the first of its kind, published in a peer-reviewed journal, Journal of Translational Science. It has reappeared online after briefly disappearing. And the group Retraction Watch, which we've referenced before because they do cover some legitimate stories about studies retracted and why they were retracted. But in this case, they went off the SkepDuck deep end, and Snopes has followed them off that deep end, and they're plummeting down a cliff now. Their credibility is toast because their claims that this study was retracted from two journals, it's a lie. It wasn't even retracted from one journal. The initial journal that was looking at potentially publishing it decided not to publish it. That is not a retraction. And it may have happened because one of the SkepDucks harassed that first journal with so much information. They're like, I don't think we can be bothered with this one. And they just didn't even look at it for all I know. But then this second journal, which is published in Journal of Translational Science, just merely removed the link, the hyperlink to it online, while they were undergoing a further assessment based on, again, more tweets and more complaints from the SkepDucks, basically. And, in fact, the journal article is up. We've got it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can link to the story about it, and you can link to the article as well. But, again, this goes to the heart of the scams that are being perpetrated by the pharma sluts. Yeah, I said it. The pharma sluts in this regard, not wanting you to find any alternative, optional, or unofficial view on vaccines, because this study is very threatening, because it basically states and very clearly observes and reports that children who are not vaccinated are overall much healthier than those who are vaccinated. It is something I've been saying for years here based on my experience witnessing and interacting with many children from all over the world, where some were vaccinated, some were not, and my assessments, my views. This is only validating what I've seen. And it's just a very exciting thing. So there's two things that are happening here. One, the journal article is still up. It has not been retracted. Two, we get to prove to you what would be the right word without cussing that Snopes is. You know, how
are you struggling?
I am.
Snopes is a giant douche canoe.
There you go. Thank you very much. And we have more evidence to that effect. And that's a good thing that more people know it. And also that Retraction Watch is not above going down low in terms of making stuff up about retracted studies, especially if the studies show up the pharmaceutical cult devotion to vaccines and vaccinology. So this is a huge thing. They initially tried to suppress the study results by getting it not published. It wasn't retracted. Then it goes into the next journal. It is published. They tried to get it retracted. They removed temporarily the hyperlink to the online version of it, and that is back up once they reviewed the claims of Retraction Watch or the SkepDucks and Snopes. And so, this is an amazing, amazing day. The victory on Azure Farms. I know some people are going, this is not such great news. No, it's awesome news. Because the light of day, so to speak, is disinfecting the rats that are carrying the bubonic plague of blind faith and allegiance to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Hear, hear. I don't know how to follow that exactly. But, look, Snopes, first off, if you don't know the story behind Snopes at this point, you're not paying attention. Okay, I mean, they are not they're not reliable.
They're not credible.
Because some of it's right, some of it's right. It's like anything else, though, and this is the thing that drives me nuts, is people are like, oh, I don't watch Fox News. Well, okay, I understand, but you know what? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, there is some you know, value to going to these places, but you've got to be smart. You've got to take, you know, like we talked with Captain Morgan in the beginning of the hour, you know, you got to improve your brain function, your right. cognitive ability, and be able to tell what's fact, what's not, what to take with a grain of salt, you know, what yeah. doesn't look right. And if it doesn't seem right, do some, you know, put in the work. Don't get all your news just from headlines.
Don't be a douche canoe, as you said.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's like the half-truth is a whole lie. Remember when I talk about my intent and purpose to heal the gut, and I've been utilizing the silver with the aloe to do that, and then years ago finding that article in USA Today saying silver nanoparticles destroy or damage the epithelial lining, the cells of the epithelial lining. I thought, oh my gosh, what have I missed? Of course, I knew there was something amiss with the article in USA Today. They were half right, because the peer-reviewed study, I went to it, and it said, yes, indeed, epithelial cells were being harmed, but what they didn't tell you were that the epithelial cells that were harmed were actually cancer cells. That's not an oversight. That's right. not an oops. That's not a typo. That's not a millennial spelling error. That is purposeful misinformation by withholding, a sin of omission, which makes the whole statement a lie. Silver, I mean, the headline should have read, colloidal silver nanoparticles can eradicate gastrointestinal cancer. That would have been a truthful statement based on their article, but pharmaceutical advertising would have dried up for USA Today, and they wouldn't be in business today had they published the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Okay, that too. All right. Got super done being all spiritual all of a sudden. Oh, my God. Good job.
Yes.
All right. Well, what do we want to wrap it up on this hour? Can we get a little silly coming up in the next segment?
Yeah, you know, as going through the news every week, doing stuff for the show, I come across headlines throughout the week that I think are kind of fun,
okay.
unusual. Why don't we talk about
it? All right, Jay Leno is not going to join us, but we're going to do funny, silly headlines when we come back for this break. Then we're going to do silver science in the second hour, so get ready, folks. Put on your silver seatbelts. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, time to lighten it up because we're going to put our thinking caps on next hour with a PhD in nanotechnology and silver, Dr. Rob McCuspey, leading us into the weekend. So ready, set, go. Let's lighten it up now. It's time to have a little fun with headlines. All right, what are this week's headlines that have got your attention, Super Don, heading in? I'm just confused by these headlines. I don't even know what to say.
Well, these are just headlines from over the week that are either silly, bizarre, or just epic fails in one way or another.
Okay.
And the first one, you may have seen this here. Here's the headline. It is, and of course my computer's
going to... I got it. Mom, this is really a horrible one, actually. Mom paralyzed after eating gas station nacho cheese.
Yes. Paralyzed after eating gas station. Apparently she, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, in the gas stations, you can get the nachos, and they got the little pump thing.
You can squeeze
the artificial whatever it is on there. So, I mean, it's not funny because she did get botulism, very sick, and botulism is not something to mess with. But I would just have to say, any food that's preceded by the words gas station, you're probably taking your life into your own hands.
It's not going to be gourmet, and it won't be farm-to-table, likely. Let that be a lesson to you. If you're going to the gas station, get gas, not nacho cheese, because if you only get gas from the nacho cheese, you're doing good, because this lady got botulism, so all the best for her recovery. What is this one? Surgeon in hot water for doing liposuction in a barn.
In a barn,
Wait, I know, that makes it natural.
A barn,
right?
Yeah. Well, oh yeah. Gosh. No. Apparently, this came out of Detroit. There was a fancy naming sound to this business. It was called the Body Laser Sculpting Medical Spa.
Okay.
Yeah, but when you actually went to it, it turned out it was a unfinished pole barn. So if you go to get liposuction done and you find yourself standing in an unfinished pole barn, maybe you should think twice.
A pole? I don't even know what a pole barn is. Is that where they do pole dances with the horses and cows? What is that?
Well, let's just say it's not a place you would expect to get liposuction done, right?
I'll say that. All right. All right, here's one. A Georgia student, back where I grew up a lot of years, with ADHD, that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Georgia student with ADHD receives award for most likely to not pay attention.
That's just wrong,
that's
man.
That's not nice. That's not.
That's just wrong. What, yeah. What? Now this kid, Nicole Edwards, her 14-year-old daughter attends Memorial Middle School in Rockdale County, and at a school assembly was given an award. And on the award, it says most likely not to pay attention.
Right. This is where kids can be cruel to other kids, but usually the...
This is the school, dude.
Well, that's even worse. Usually the administration is not supposed to do this. I don't know if this...
Somebody's going to get fired over this one, I'm sure.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Now, since we're in a school, let's go back to school here with this one. Here's a headline for you. School suddenly finds itself covered in dead fish in the middle of the day, and no one knows why.
Real story. Yeah,
really?
This is a school in the Oroville, California area. And apparently the people there at the school came outside and found that the school was covered in fish. It was all over the playground, in the drinking fountain, even up on the roof. And at this point, they can't tell whether it was a prank or if it actually rained carp on the school.
I'm a little nervous about this one, Super Don, because I just remember back to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember the dolphins when they took off?
That's right.
So long,
that's right.
And thanks for all the fish.
Right.
Fish are falling from the skies. The dolphins are heading out. Man, maybe North Korea is in the mood for something really untoward.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's go to fast food from the slop in the high school cafeteria.
Now, you know, they've got Burger King in Germany.
They do? Oh, yeah. Of course they do. They have Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's. We've exported fast food to the world. That, you know, our penance now is anybody that hates America, I get it. I get it. I mean, listen, can you look past the fast food for a moment? Because there's some good people still here. So here's the headline. Burger King in court for refusing to stop flyering at Dachau concentration camp. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Now, Burger King, apparently, they've ended up in court over this. The museum there at Dachau
in Poland, yeah.
They decided that... they didn't appreciate the fact that Burger King was going to the cars in the parking lot at the museum and advertising, putting flyers underneath people's windshield wipers.
Have a little sensitivity, Burger King.
Think about it here for a second. After you've toured Dachau.
Yeah. I'm not hungry for a Burger King burger. I'm sorry.
You're not hungry for a flame broiled burger?
No, listen. All right, we're going to leave it at that, folks. We got a lot more healing to go and taken away from irreverence. We're going to get serious with silver. Those of you with scientific minds, you all have the capacity. Put your thinking caps on. We're going to Scoop. Dr. Rob McCuspey joins me after the break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.